this morning. Oh, you are a victorious God. We serve a victorious and a powerful God. Let a praise rise out of your spirit, out of your experience this morning. Oh, you've proven yourself faithful. You've proven yourself powerful in my life. So I praise you, Jesus. As the first song said, he deserves it. He deserves all of it. So he deserves what we just gave him, and he's still yet worthy of more. I wonder if you feel that in your heart, if you've got a burning praise for him this morning, if you would not just let that out one more time. Let it come from the depths of your soul. Let it come. Let it come from your experience, how you've known him to be good to you, how you've known him to come through. God, I praise you, Lord. Oh, you've proven your power in my life. You've demonstrated your ability, and I bless you this morning. I praise you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. These songs and this service it's not about giving us the opportunity to come together and see one another, although that's a wonderful byproduct. It's about bringing us together so that we can see him a little clearer. And that's what these songs this morning, that's what the prayer and the pre-service remarks are about, is so that we can see him just a little bit clearer, that our focus can be tightened up just a little bit, because you know, life happens throughout the week, and we get distracted. Our eyes can get on some other things. Our eyes can get on the news cycle. Our eyes can get on our health crisis. Our eyes could get on a job situation. But today, our eyes, we can turn our eyes to him. We have the opportunity to look away from all of those things and to behold his power and to behold his glory. God, I want a fresh vision of you today. I want a fresh vision of your power and of your authority, of your sovereignty today. In Jesus' name, he wants to do that for us today. And so I'm going to turn our attention to Genesis chapter 1, the first five verses, and then I'll also read Psalm 118 and verse 24. Glad to see all of the 9 a.m.ers in the house this morning. And all of our guests that are with us, we welcome you and thank you for joining us. Whether you're here in the building or whether you're watching us online, we welcome you today. Thank you for joining us. Happy to have you and want to connect with you. And so if you have not yet connected with some of our staff, you have the opportunity to do so. And there's a connect room off the foyer, and we'd be happy to meet you there, connect with you. Genesis chapter 1, first five verses. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved. That's what's happening in here this morning. The Spirit of God is moving. And when the Spirit of God moves, good things happen. Creative things happen. Powerful things happen. Things that wouldn't normally happen, happen when the Spirit moves. I'm thankful to be in a Spirit-filled church this morning. Verse 3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. The evening and the morning were the first day. And then Psalm 118 and verse 24 says this: this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day the Lord has made. out of all the other days that have been, they've all been made by him as well. And so has this day. No matter what this day holds, this day was created by God. This is, you could say it this way, this is his day. He owns this day. He controls this day. And not just because it's Sunday. He'll control tomorrow because he made tomorrow. Will make. Has made. I don't know. He's God. If he's already got it there, up there, I don't know what's going on. He made yesterday, so yesterday was his day. I'm going to preach this morning, the God of all. And this is a message of encouragement to renew or perhaps initiate a faith and a confidence in the God of all of my days. Can we lift our hands to him again? And would you express that faith maybe in your own terms? God, I thank you. I thank you for your word. I thank you for what it shows us and what it teaches us. But I'm thankful for your work in my life. I'm thankful, Lord, that you have made this day, that you have caused it to come about, that you've created this day. You made the sun to rise and the moon will shine if you choose to tarry this evening. I thank you, oh God, and I pray that faith would rise in each and every heart and life and mind that is here. In Jesus' name, amen. And you can be seated. From the opening lines of scripture that we just read, we find a powerful God exercising that power in creation. God is the creator. I'll say it again. God is the creator. We didn't just happen. There wasn't just a big bang. We didn't just evolve to where we are today. God is the creator, and he is the source of all life, all that has life and all that is needed to sustain life. He has the power to create all, and he has the power to sustain all. He is sovereign. And our Creator has blessed us with variety in nature. I like to start my day observing nature from my back deck. From there, I can see the sky, seeing whether it's cloudy as it was this morning or a beautiful blue sky. I can see the squash, pepper, and tomato plants that are in our garden, taking over our backyard. I can see birds as they swoop in to visit one of our four feeders. I can see the squirrels that chase one another with seemingly endless energy and who also visit one of our four feeders. Grr. I can see the bunny rabbits that demonstrate extreme agility and speed as Nigel, my adorable cockapoo, chases them out of his yard. I love to observe the large oak tree that's in an adjacent yard filled with birds and squirrels, its great branches reaching high into the sky. But I also love to look at the shrubs in my own backyard. And when compared to that mighty oak, they're relatively small. The beautiful hibiscus, the beautiful healthy hibiscus in my neighbor's yard, and the puny pansies that are in my own yard. Not so great of a green thumb. As I observed one morning the wonder and the beauty of God's creation, I began to notice the variety. From my back deck, I can see at least five different types of trees, at least two different types of grass, living in my yard, dead in my neighbor's yard. I have that, what is it, zoysia? Yeah, I have that stuff. It's scratchy and itchy. But my neighbor on the other side, he has got this long, lush, seemingly soft stuff. I might steal it. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to steal it. There's at least two different types of grass, and I know that there are more. But from my back deck, I can see at least two different types of shrubs, multiple flowers, multiple species of birds, and unfortunately, multiple types of weeds and insects. But it all says to me that God put variety in His creation. And I can't observe it all from my back deck, so I consulted Google and found that there are 400,000 types of flowering plants in the world. Over 60,000 types of trees in the world. Roughly 10,000 different types of birds in the world. 33,600 different types of fish. 900,000 types of insects. Why so many? 8,200 types of reptiles in the world. And for me, one would have been enough. There's an estimated 100 billion stars in our galaxy, yet no two stars have exactly the same properties. God is amazing. Each tree is fashioned by Him, yet each is different. Different types of trees, different climate requirements, different leaves, different barks, different root structures, different fruit. Each flower is designed by Him, yet unique. Unique colors, unique smells. Some flourish in shade, some in sun, some need both. Different grass and plants and bushes, all unique and varied from another. Each thunderstorm, I love storms, each thunderstorm is different. Each streak of lightning is unique to itself. Each billowy cloud. How many of you like to look for shapes in clouds and figure out what they look like? That's so fun. They're all different. All made by one God, but all so, so very different. No two are the same. Animals are unique as well. Birds, there's different colors, there's different sizes, there's different diets, there's different nests. And while the variety that I observed, it first prompted awe in an amazing, creative, and powerful God. But on this particular Saturday morning, it prompted something else. On this particular Saturday, it dawned on me that God is the God of the shrub and God is the God of the oak tree. Two very different plants, but He is the God, He is the source, He is the sustainer of both. The robin and the house finch, but He's the God of both. He is God of all the plants, all the trees, all the animals. And as I observed His variety, I felt Him remind me that He is God of all days as well. Variety shows His genius and His creative power. And as it is in creation, so it is in my life. Each day is new. No two days are exactly the same. Each day likely has unique plans, but if not unique plans or schedules, definitely unique occurrences. There will be various conversations that you have, events that you go to, attend, or happen to you, various interruptions, unique traffic flows. It's never the same. Meetings, opportunities, and appointments, different each day, making each day unique and different. You never know what a day will bring. Yesterday may have been sunshine and roses, but today is thunder and lightning. There's a saying here in St. Louis that if you don't like the weather now, just wait a few minutes. It'll likely change. I found that's true in other parts of the world and not just St. Louis. But it is true here. Yesterday may have brought good news, but today brought sadness. No two days are alike. Any number of things could happen. The string of events today are different from yesterday and different still from tomorrow. But I find comfort in a God who creates variety and is sovereign over it all. God is the God of all days. God has no specialties. There is one thing that holds each day in common with the next, one thing that does not change from day to day, and that is the fact that He is in control. And aren't we thankful that He is in control? The God who can keep the world spinning and create weather unique to the day and can design each snowflake with unique patterns and create hundreds of types of trees, He can and does reign sovereign over my day. There's not a specific type of day that He specializes in and is therefore incompetent in all others. God has no specialties. God doesn't specialize in palm trees. He created both palm trees and oak trees. He knows how to sustain both, to nourish both, to cause both to flourish. He doesn't have more knowledge about the oak tree, so all the palm trees are on their own. They're different, and they require different climates and different nourishment, but He created them, and He causes them to grow. God doesn't specialize in one type of bird over another. He created them all. He can sustain them, cause them to flourish. Luke chapter 12, verse 24 says this, "Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls?" This verse shows me a God that daily watches over His creation. And the point Jesus is making in this verse is that if He'll do it for the birds, how much more will He do it for you and me? With each new day that dawns, He's got provision waiting for you. The birds have no worries about tomorrow. They have no stockpile of food. They have no reservoir of nourishment that would make them self-sufficient. They are completely and 100% dependent on their Creator, and He watches for them because He's the God of all. God doesn't specialize in one day or one season of life over another either. He created them all, and He knows how to govern them. God doesn't just specialize in the good days when things go well and the job promotion comes and the bills all get paid and the remission notice comes from the doctor. He knows how to reign over the bad days too. When things just don't seem to go right. The days that seem hopeless and dark and lonely and cold, when the diagnosis comes and when the loved one disappoints you, this day is different than yesterday, but God is the God of both days. Yesterday was a good day. The blessings were abundant. God demonstrated His power to heal or provide or deliver. You could see God work in A, B, and C, and He really came through in X, Y, and Z. And in my season of blessing, it was evident. I could see that God is in control. But today is different. It's not the same. I'm not experiencing the same things I experienced yesterday. I feel like Job. Behold, I go forward, but He's not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive Him. On the left hand where He works, I cannot behold Him, and He hides Himself on the right hand, that I cannot see Him. Today, in my season of suffering, it's not so evident to me. I can't see with my natural eyes that God is in control. But in the same way that He is sovereign over the palm tree and the oak, though they are vastly different, same way that He's sovereign over the sparrow and the eagle, though they are vastly different, He is sovereign over your today that may be vastly different than your yesterday. God ordains variety, and He knows how to govern it. Perhaps that's why the psalmist would say this is the day which the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, because whatever this day holds, I know who holds this day. Whatever comes to me and happens in this day, I know that God is ruling and reigning supreme and sovereign over this day the way that He did over that day. Your bad news is not in control of your day. Your enemy is not in control of your day. God is in control of your day every single day. David in Scripture understood this as he faced Goliath on a God-made, God-ordained day. Philistine Goliath stood up and he said, I defy the armies of Israel this day, and I will give your flesh to the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Goliath was attempting to define the day. I can almost hear, read between the lines of what he said, to hear him say this. This is the day you won't recover from. I hate the devil because he's whispered this in your ear too. This is the day that will be remembered that all hope was lost. This is the battle that ends your life. This is the day you fall and you never get up again. Goliath, the enemy, tried to define the day. He laid out his plans for the day. He attempted to intimidate and to steal and to kill and to destroy. But something arose inside of David that I'm praying arises in each of us today. And he would not allow his enemy, the thing that was threatening him, he wouldn't allow it to define the day. No, Goliath, you don't define this day. My God defines this day. The power of my God defines this day. Not the power of my enemy. Not the power of the threats and the opposition that is against me. My God defines this day. He is the God of all days. Something rose inside of David and he said back to him, you come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Verse 46. This day will the Lord deliver you into my hand. I'm gonna smite you and take your head from you, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day to the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. No, Goliath, you don't get to define this day. Giants of fear, giants of doubt, giants of addiction, you don't get to define this day. This day is not something you control because you did not create it. The enemy does not control your day. I know it looks bad. I know it looks hopeless. But God controls your day. He's the God of all days. And He controls this one too. He created it. He defines it. This day may be full of sorrow and pain, but God controls this day the same as He did the ones that are full of joy and blessing. This day belongs to the Lord. It's His day. It's His day. So whatever happens in it is His as well. Verse 47, David continued, All this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's. It's come to you, but it's not your battle. It's the Lord's battle, because it happened in the Lord's day that He created, and He's God of all days. Whether it holds a battle, or whether it holds a blessing, whether it holds provision, or whether it holds emptiness and sorrow, God is the God of this day that you have with you. My trouble does not define this day. God defines this day. In between Goliath's definition of the day and David's definition of the day, David remembered another day. He had recounted to Saul about the day a lion came to steal one of his father's sheep, and the day a bear tried to kill and destroy a sheep from the flock. David told Saul, "Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them." It's a different day. It's a different adversary. A different set of circumstances. But David said, "The Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, He will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." The Lord that delivered me on that day will deliver me on this day. David just kind of encouraged himself in the Lord. He just kind of bolstered his own faith as he encountered something new, but he recounted something old. It was different than what he'd faced before, but he knew that the God of that day would be the God of this day as well. I don't know what day that you need to recall to your mind. I don't know what day stands out to you as the most powerful God has ever been, or the greatest answer that He's ever given you, or the greatest provision that He's ever supplied. I don't know what that day is for you, but you need to get a hold of that day and drag that testimony into this day and put confidence in a God that answered on that day. And if He did it then, He can do it again today, because He's the God of all days. If He was in control of your life on that day, then He is in control of your life on this day. He's in control on the good days, and He's in control on the bad days. And I know this from Hebrews 13 and verse 8 that says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will not fail you. He will not leave you in this day. He will not abandon you in this day. Whatever this day, whatever this season of life looks like for you, just remember, He created each and every day, and He's the God of all of them. I bring this message of faith and encouragement because I know that the enemy, and maybe even your own fleshly reasoning, has lied to you and tried to convince you that God is not God of this day. There's no way that God could be God of this day, this chaos. Can I remind you that in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2, the earth was without form and it was void. That means it was chaotic. And God stepped on the scene, and when He spoke and when His Spirit moved, the day was formed. So He can take whatever chaos is in your day. He can take whatever chaos is in your day, whatever chaos is in your family, and He can create something. His Spirit can move upon it. Would you link up with Him right now? Would you open your heart and yourself to Him? Go ahead and pour it out. Pour out your bad day to Him. Pour out your sorrow to Him. He can take it. He can rearrange it. He can make it something. saying that it's not right now. You're the God of this day. You're the God of all of my days. Things are not too bad that God is not the God of this day. Things are not so confused that God is not the God of this day. Things are not too convoluted in your life or too tangled up and too mixed up that God is not the God of this day. He's the God of this day. He's the God of the day that you are facing. He created it. He knows what's coming. He knows what's ahead, and He will give you all that you need for this day. Psalm 23, beautiful, beautiful passage of scripture. David again, David just understood something about God and about the day. The New Living Translation, verse 1 reads like this: "The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need." Maybe you showed up to this day feeling like you're lacking something. Feeling like you don't have the answer that's required. Feeling that you don't have the provision that is needed. Feeling that you don't have, you fill in the blank. But when God is the creator of the day, and He is the creator of this day, and when God is your shepherd, and He is your shepherd, that verse says, I have all that I need. I entered this day with everything that I needed for this day, because the God who holds this day knew what I would need in this day. I invite you to stand this morning. He saw your today when it was still a tomorrow to you. He did not allow you to enter this day unprepared and unequipped for this day. You don't come to this day perfect, but you do come to this day equipped. You're equipped. Your cup runs over. David said in Psalm 23, you've got all that you need in this day because the God who holds this day knew what you would need. This day is not an accident or an afterthought with God. He's not surprised by the day and the struggle of your day. He's not surprised by the heartache that you're feeling in this day. If He was the God of peace before, He'll be the God of peace again on this day. If He was the God that provided before, He's still a provider on this day, and He will provide. If He was a Savior to you or another family member before, He's still a Savior today. He can save to the uttermost. He can heal. He can provide. I don't enter this day in my own power. I enter this day with the Spirit helping me. That's how I want us to end, as we end in prayer, is praying basically Zechariah 4 and verse 6. It's not by my might. It's not by my power. But Lord, it's by your Spirit. You who holds this day, you knew what I would need. You know what I'll need tomorrow, but I'm not going to jump there just yet. I'll go into that day alone. You're with me in this day. I've got to stay in this day. And so, God, I need your wisdom. I need your Spirit. Would you reach out to Him right now? He wants to give whatever it is that you have need of today. He is the God of this day. Ask Him for His Spirit. Ask Him for the empowerment of the Holy Ghost to face this day. God, we need you. We need your Spirit. We need discernment. We need wisdom. We need help. We need authority. We need power. Jesus.
Jesus. Would you keep that prayer going right now? Jesus, I need your help. Would you just freely admit to him if you need it today? I need your spirit, Lord. I can't make it by my might. I can't make it by my strength, Lord. I need the Holy Ghost. I need a baptism of your spirit. Oh, I need an infusion of the God who created this day and will carry me through this day. I need your help this morning. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we trust in you. We trust in you. Thankful today, he's not just the God of all my days. He's the God of all your days. Which means I can confidently say, whether it's my life or yours, God is in control. I had the thought while Sister Amber was preaching that maybe some of your days recently have been dominated by fear or doubt, depression, just a cloud of darkness. And it might just be good, whether it's this day or the next day or the day following, to wake up that day and say, Lord, this is still your day. So whatever comes in my life, God, I'm going to allow it. I'm going to allow you to do whatever you want and fill my life and fill my day with whatever you want to fill it today. I wonder if we could do that right now. Maybe, again, your days have just been dominated by the enemy or by thoughts that are contrary to God's word. Would you just give this day to him right now and say, Lord, whatever happens this day, God, I give it to you, Lord. I give you my day, and I give you all this fear, and I give you this cloud of darkness, Lord. I give you this day. I surrender my life and this day along with it. And if I got to do it every day, Lord, tomorrow and the next day and the day after, you are still in control, and I will allow you to reign in all of my days, Lord. I surrender my life and this day to you. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. What a word and a message of hope. No matter what our days hold, he holds our days. I might use that at some point, Sister Amber. I just did, but what a word we're leaving here today, filled and blessed. Can we thank the Lord for his word this morning, God? We thank you, Jesus, what you've spoken into us, Lord. Thank you for the power of your word and the encouraging nature of your word today. We know that you're holding us, God, in our day along with it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thankful for his word. Also thankful for all of our guests that have joined us today.